honey hole. The lower my estrogen dips, the more young men, in their delicate, whole-body certainty that shatters like that, like ice calved off a glacier, grow downright adorable. Oh, those stony oafs, grinning, nodding, and yawning at the same time. Jocks with bare ankles flashing slivers of footy socks. Jokers studying my face, ha-ha-haing up a laugh they tricked me into swallowing. Hollow-eyed gamers following deep space commands. I'd been too tucked into my own meetings to notice when they risk turning meaningful words loose into the world. They want all the dead to come too, groaning, we will rock you. Stained glass windows to explode in slow-mo. Standing O's, and so forth. So when a glowing, buzz-cutted redhead and a very well-behaved black lab marched up to me and B, ramp-hunting in our favorite spot, and inserted himself into our orbit, our discussion of prepositions in poetry, the function, to dive, and family dramas, informing us in his meaningfulest voice, ma'am, foraging ramps is not allowed. I must have looked like I was going to bust a pollinated nut. I'm Jennifer, for I'd been waiting years to tell someone who actually gave a shit, and I never take the roots, only the leaves, because I am a responsible forager. You work here? B purred, and that glow around the young man and the dog dilated. Yes, I'm the area coordinator. B twirled a single finger at the charred, still smoldering acreage on both sides of the path. Nope, tiny purple flowers sprouting from the ashes. You coordinated this. Yes, a controlled burn because of invasives. Hey, I called. He looked over and I waved two green ramp leaves atop my head like bunny ears at him. Was the burn date posted on the park's website? B asked. But before he could answer, I asked him another question. Then B, on and on, until he declared, okay, and the two marched off in synchronized, yet unequal strides, like how the cylinder circles the stiff, prone plate inside a music box. Adorable, I elbowed B. The only thing I heard him say was not allowed. Fire's good for morels, though, right? Yes! She reminded me the one morel we ever found in that park was a fire morel. 5/13/19 by M, B's husband, on Trail G. Before that day, I'd never heard of fire morels. The next day, they were all over the news, cooking shows, prepper podcasts. Mushrooms are like that. Once you see one, you see them everywhere. A week later, I saw the redhead again in a coffee shop parking lot, and he ID'd me. Jennifer.